Dave Duggan, you're a playwright, a dramatist, a novelist, all kinds of things, a player with words, and you have a new play coming up, Denizen, which you're going to be kind of performing up in the Northwest in Derry and Strabane over the next couple of weeks. Tell us a bit about the concept of Denizen.
Well, a Denizen is a consciously theatrical piece, essentially a speech from the dock. And the great thing about it, Alan, is that courtesy of the good offices of the Court Services of Northern Ireland, we're going to be performing it in the courthouse in Bishop Street in Derry and the courthouse in Strabane. And we're in rehearsals, as you say, at the minute, going very well. We have the full cast here. We're actually in the Rathmore Centre in Craigan, which is a social economy business. And they're the producers. They, to their credit, have gathered the funds. So rehearsals are underway. We're in a unit, the marvellously named Unit B-15, and we're in full swing with rehearsals. It's a speech from the dock, long tradition of the speech from the dock, as you know. Robert Emmett, Nelson Mandela, many other figures have used their position as an incarcerated person to speak to a public. And the conceit in the play is that the judges have given Denizen an hour to speak to the court of public opinion.
And Denizen is a dissident Republican, isn't he?
He's a dissident Republican with a tradition, long tradition, personal tradition of being involved in militant anti-state activity in the militant Republican tradition. And he's arrived at this point here where he's about to appear in court again. It's not his first time. And in an unusual and a gesture only available in theatre, the judges have given him an hour to step outside the actual confines of facing the judges into a public space in the courts to speak to the audience, the citizens.
And he's going to do it in verse. That's the other conceit.
and that's back to me. Your very generous remark there at the start about my playing with words. When I came to write this, Alan, I had a sense that the matters that Denizen is engaged with and the gesture he makes, they're as it were larger than life. So to do it in a kind of a naturalistic style, I felt wouldn't carry it theatrically. So I kind of had a sense of let's go with verse. So it's in iambic pentameters. It's in terza rima, it's in ballad style, they're singing in it, but it's in verse. And hearing it, you know, it's one thing to read it, but hearing an actor, we have a lead actor, a fellow called Dermot de Fuiche, playing Denizen, to hear him say it, enunciate it, and get the rhythm, it's working very, very well, I'm pleased to say.
He must really thank you that it's in verse.
Yeah.
I mean, previously, I've seen stuff you did at the Belfast Festival, which was kind of more sci-fi and using Irish and English and Imprish, a made-up derivative language of English. So you're kind of, to me, you come across as somebody who does like to play with words and play with if you like audience expectations to kind of slightly trip us up or to at least make us think about a bit more about the context of the story through the way that it's delivered and that's part of your work, isn't it?
Well, I would think that's an accurate description. For me, there's the pleasures of theatre, particularly in a world where now much of what the images we get are on screens, laptops, phones, television, film. So the challenge to theatre makers is to do something that is consciously theatrical. The opportunity, I would even say, Alan, is to do something that's consciously theatrical in a way that people think, this is something different. I've seen something refreshing and new. And the bottom of which our business as theatre makers is pleasure making to entertain and engage.
Mm-hmm.
I would underline the point you made by affirming one of the pleasures of theatre is language, relishing language. And certainly, yes, I would agree with you. But as a comment about myself, I like words. I like how we use them. I like the possibilities of them. I like the way they, as it were, run into each other, infect each other, cross-pollinate with each other. Much of that is present in Denizen, the way words are turned and used and have different meanings depending on who's saying them and how they say them. And at all time, it's an entertaining and engaging orientation that's a, it's not a lecture, it's not a book, it's not an essay, it's a play.
The subject of dissident Republicans is one that's probably not often out of the news, particularly around Derry, where attacks are strong and there seems to be a, maybe not growing, but there's certainly a very stable kind of support in some small communities for that. Was it important then to be able to write something that coming from that perspective to, you know, why choose the subject?
Well, this is it. I mean, I you know, and at the risk of sounding cliched, but I think it is a genuinely true, is that the subjects tend to choose me. I'm going about, I'm soaking up what's going on in my life and my world, matters arising, and this matter arises for me. You know, what is it about the choice of violence? Why do people choose violence to find a way to create social change? He keeps saying what he wants is regime change. And he draws regime change into the wider world. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the bombings there, regime change, ending, you know, to end a war, just blow it up, is one of the phrases he uses. More recent instances in our contemporary history of the use of the term regime change, he takes that back into himself. These are matters that are, as you said earlier, Alan, are current to me and to all of us who live in this in Northern Ireland. So I tend to be drawn to things like that, and then the opportunity to bring a theatrical imagination to bear, to work with actors, technicians, theatre make costume people, you know, to create a theatrical response is about intruding new language and gesture into those conversations that underpin those activities.
Is there stuff that people should know before they come in terms of whether it's an apologetic piece, whether there's redemption, whether there's... Is there stuff like that that they should be aware of? Or
No. I would say expect to have a good night at the theatre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I genuinely, I know a conversation you and I had before about the play Macaroni, in and around the time of the play Macaroni,
yes.
Was about that our business is making theatre is pleasure making, you know, engaging in entertainment. Now, my own opinion is that within that, then people do arrive at ways of looking at things which are challenging. Pay your fiver, pay your tenner, pay your 7 quid, whatever the ticket price you're on, and expect to go to the theatre and be charmed, engaged, excited, and leaving with, wow, that was a night out, and when your man said this, I thought that, and when your woman sang like that, did you, and so on. That sense. So no presumptions of anything.
To go to a venue that is actually a legal venue, a courtroom, whether in Strabane or Derry, to actually see a court legal-based drama. That obviously will add something to the...
Absolutely.
For a lot of people, will not have been in the court before, unless they've been in jury service, hopefully, but it should add something.
It does, and it already has, and I have to say thank you to the Court Service of Northern Ireland, particularly individuals, who have been working and conversing with us about this for, 2 years plus, and are being very helpful, and now we're on the point of going up there, you know, and... that's it's the phrase is it's not site specific theatre, it's immersive theatre, and it's site responsive. We're responding to a site. We're also in the shopping centre here, in the Rathmore Centre, public space town centre in Craigan and Derry, and that offers us that. The play brings a militant in front of a public, and he's a fictional theatrical character in that sense. And he interrogates himself, the guards interrogate him, and he presents his case and his past and present, and he pushes himself into the future with a set of options.
Denizen is also an interesting word, because we're very used to citizen.
Yeah.
Denizen is kind of like a citizen, but perhaps with less rights, or it's somebody who is somewhere but may not have all the rights of citizenship. Is that what you're trying to get at?
Well, it's a bit of that, and also there's a sense of a singularity about it. There's a kind of an isolation implied in it. It also trips off the tongue in a neat way. Denizen dissident, you know, there's a little...
Yep, it's got a D's in it.
Little I, exactly, but it's a play on words. in it, and so we're back to your earlier remarks about the relishing of language. Yeah, and you know, it's Rapunzel in the tower. You know, the last denizen of the tower, and so I hope all of that is at play in the use of the term. Yeah.
So you've got a pretty good. You've got, is there a three-hander, isn't it? You've got Dermot the Vulture. You've got John Duddy. You've got Orla Mullen.
That's right. Yeah. No, we have. There's three principals, you say. Dermot Dufuicha is the lead actor. He's from Galway, Clare. He's very experienced stage, street, and television and film actor. Great, a lot of energy, dynamism, going very well with the verse. Orla Mullen was in The Fall, and it's great to have her, worked with her before. And John Duddy is the boxer turned actor, worked with him before in a film. We brought him back from New York, which is great. And he's John and Orla, the head guards. And we also have a cast of five local, new actors, semi professionals, just starting out, who act as their guards, and who move denizen around, move props and costumes around, move props around rather, and so on. And we also have audiovisual technicians out of the Hive studio who are providing visual images, as it were, pictures in denizen's head, which are now in front of the audience.
And do you hope that it will maybe tour beyond the Northwest? There's lots of other courts that we are kind of going through consultations to shut down courtrooms, but
yeah.
Do you fancy it could play all around Northern Ireland?
I think it could, Alan, but I wouldn't presume to say that because that takes us into areas of time and money.
Yeah.
But yes, I, in a direct answer to the question, yes.
You're open to it?
Yeah, totally. The fact that it's going to happen in the courthouse, in Londonderry Courthouse in Bishop Street and the courthouse in Strabane means it could be subject to certain conditions of physical size and other arrangements, could be in any number of courthouses, subject to time and money.
But if people want to see it, Rathmore Centre in Derry on the 30th and the 31st, Bishop Street Courthouse the 6th to the 8th of April, and then going to Strabane to get locked up on April the 11th.
That's right, and tickets are available via the Millennium Forum in Derry, and in the Alley Theatre in Strabane, and in the Pennywise shop in Rathmore. It's a fiver to see the shows in Rathmore, 10 and 7 in either of the courthouses.
Dave Duggan, congratulations on the new play and best wishes for the for the first few performances.
Yeah. And Alan, many thanks as ever. Good luck to you.